Okay, today's daf is Meseches Tamid, daf Lamed Aleph, which is the fourth parak of Meseches Tamid. As we continue today, we will have some Mishnah and some Gemara. Tomorrow we have some Agarata, some famous questions that Alexander asked the Zakenim of the South. That'll be Beth Hashem tomorrow's daf. But today we have the beginning of the fourth parak. Beginning of the fourth parak, but just one Ha'ara on the end of the third parak. As we discussed yesterday, that the menorah had a stone in front of it with three ma'alos, three steps on it, says the Mishnah, in order for the kohen to stand on it and to clean the neiros with. The question that is asked by the achronim is, isn't that a chatzitza? We know, let's say the kohen takes a stone from elsewhere, and he puts it on the floor of the azara, and he stands on it and he does the avoda, so that's a chatzitza. He's not allowed. A kohen can't wear socks. Let's say his feet are cold. Can't wear socks when he is doing the avoda, because that is a chatzitza. There can't be a chatzitza between him and the floor. The Gemara, if you remember, in Zvachim, even asks, about Daf Chaf Dalet or so, about a Kohen who removes a stone, removes one of the tiles of the Azara, and stands on the floor of the Azara. So is that allowed? Do we say that David HaMelech was Mekadesh the Omek HaTahom, or just Mekadesh the upper layer, the Ritzpah? Right? So that's a question of, do you have to be in contact not only with the ground, but specifically with the tile of the Azara? So the question is, how could a Kohen stand on the rocks and be made to the Neiros? So, two answers. One, the Brisker Rav says, Kacha v'hadin. This is not a chatzitza, because this is part of the structure of what's supposed to be there. And Memela, that's not a chatzitza. Whatever is supposed to be there, but you're going to tell me, if a Kohen goes up on top of the Mizbeach and does the Avoda and burn, that's not a chatzitza, because you're supposed to go on the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is supposed to be there. So the Brisker Rav says in Menachas, and Daf Chavtes, this is what the menorah is supposed to look like, and therefore it's not a problem. One answer. Another answer some Achronim give is, Mechuba l'karka harayuka karka. If it's just stamas stone that happens to be there, that's not supposed to be there, it can move. Mela. But here, it's specifically set, and it remains there, and it has the status of Mechuba l'karka, and therefore it's not a chatzitza either. That's the suggestion of some of the Achronim. But the Mikdash David says, this isn't an avoda. Maybe chatzitza is only a problem for real avodas, but says the Mikdash David in Simen Chaf Aleph Os Dalid, that this is not a problem because this is not an avoda like other avodas. He quotes the idea that Brisker Rav offers, Vashar the Xeras HaKasavu, De'in HaChotzeitz, Acharambam, Lohevi Tamasifri, V'Kasavatam, Shreila Milos, V'Chulu, Imkein Kiva De'in says, you know what the reason is? Because just like a Kohen does not need the big day kahuna to be bedashin the Mizbeach HaPrimi and the menorah, Kim Kek, even they talk like Lucius big day kahuna, it's like Lucius Ritzpah. And therefore, Kiva, Diladishin HaMenorah, Ain't Sarach big day kahuna, Sheyakdishu Esa Adam, Hachanami, Lo Be'inan Ritzpah, Shetikad Sho. Right, so that is what the Mikdash David said. In the footnotes here, the Mikdash David, he quotes the Padim Yafis, right, the Hafla on Baal Oscha, to Be'emes, lo hayat sarach la'amur ala evad b'shas hadlaka, to yachol la'hagbias yadav la'mala mirosh al-ha'alik. For the lighting, which you might say is more of an avoda than the cleaning, you can be able to sit on the floor and touch the wick. It's just that the cleaning, you got to get higher up because you got to get deep into the cups in order to really clean it out. That's why you have to be on top. But that's what needs the steps, the dishun, but not the lighting itself. Aval hatava shetzorach lenakos hashemen v'ha efer shalei yishara filu mashu al zet tzorach iyun heitev v'tzorach lalos, not tzorach iyun. It's tzorach iyun heitev. It needs a lot of iyun in order to get out to clean it. V'tzorach lalos al hamailos lenakos osam heitev. Okay, so in a chinami, for the lighting of the candles, it might be that one wouldn't be on the steps. But for the cleaning, one would be allowed to because it's not an avoda. Okay, so that's just the last point I wanted to mention on the third parak of Omer Lohem HaMemuneh. So now we continue with the fourth parak. Lo hayu kofden es atleh ela ma'akten oso. When they had the sheep for the Karban Tamid. That's what we're talking about. The Karban Tamid is tleh, a sheep. We did have earlier in Maseches Tamur, I think, there was the beginning of Krisus. Beginning of Maseches Krisus, just remembered, on Daf, all the way in the first parak. Here it is. The Shidu B'Kubetzes on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph in Krisus quoted a Rush who said it could be that Ezim could also be brought for the carbon tamid. And that was a big tzarchian. We had the Rambam didn't mention it, and where does the Rush get this from? But that was the Rush quoted in Krisis on Avdalam and Aleph that the it's possible to bring Ezim for the tamid also. The footnote on the bottom on the page. Ain't a move on. Tabatamik siv kvasim bene shana. Umhecha tesi name de Ezim kshirim latamid. Vitzarach Ian. And there's Yerushalmis that got in the, into the act there. That was a discussion we had back in Krisis on Daf Dalad. But here, Pasha's been talking about a tzle. That's what's brought for the carbon tamid. Oh, how you kofted it's a tle. They weren't koface the tle. What does koface mean? Certain type of tying it. The Rush says, Dalid Raglov Biyachad. They didn't tie all 4 feet together. Veloz Bez Raglaim Yachad, Bez Yadayim Yachad. And they also did not tie the two back feet and the two front hands, paws, together. They didn't tie it that way. Why? We'll see in the Gemara. Ella Ma'akidin Oso. They were Ma'akid it. What does that mean? They put one hand and foot tied together and one hand and foot tied together. Why is that called Ma'akidin Oso? The Gemara is going to say, and the Rush says it right here, Ka'akedas Yitzchak. Ka'akedas Yitzchak. We have a Mesorah that Yitzchak's hand, right hand and right foot were tied, and left hand and left foot were tied. That's the Mesorah that we have. We know he was tied down. The Medrash, like we like to quote Rosh Hashanah time, that Yitzchak Avinu says to Avram on the way to the Akedah, make sure that you tie me down very well. Akdeni kafteni yafe yafe. Right? Interesting. Some of the Lashonos of the Medrash is kafteni, which is aloha you koftin es atleh. But it's called Akedas Yitzchak. So maybe Yitzchak said kafteni, but Avram was akdeni. But akdeni yafe yafe, tie me down right away because, right, very well, because I don't want to passel up the shechita. I don't want to make myself into a balmum. I might be scared. That's what Yitzchak Avinu tells Avram on the way to the Akedah. And we've spoken about the Musar lessons from that Medrash in the past. But says the Mishnah, Lo yukofted es atle ela ma'akidin oso. They didn't tie it like a like all four or two in front, two in back, but ma'akidin oso. Misha zachu, which is interesting that maybe there's a schus we connect the carbon tamid to Akedas Yitzchak every morning. We mentioned in the past the Meshech Chachma at the beginning of Vayikra where he talks about Safon. Safon is from the word, why are the kachim, kachim, the olas done on the safon is from the word safun. It's hidden that the ashes of the Akedah are hidden with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a connection between many of the karbanis and Akedas Yitzchak. So that's another connection besides the way that it is tied. So, Misha Zochu Beivarim, Ochazin Bo, whoever was Zoche in the limbs, who was Zoche in the Goral that we have already described, holds on to the Tamid, the Kachaya Kedaso, and this is how it stood. Rosho Ladarom Upanav Lamayrav. Its head was facing, it was north-south, the animal was north-south, but the head of the animal was turned to the west. It wasn't east-west, because then if the animal relieves itself, so then it relieves itself in a east-west direction, which is a bizayin to the Shechina B'mayrav. That's why it stands in the north-south ways, but its face is to the west. V'ha-shochet omi b'mizrach upanav l'mayrav, and the shochet, is on the east side of the animal, facing west. Upanav l'mayrav. It's always a shechina b'mayrav. That's the way that it is facing, and the shochet is facing. Shal shachar haya nishchat al keren tzvonis ma'aravis al taba'as shniya. Shal ben ha'arbayim haya nishchat al keren mizrachis tzvonis al taba'as shniya. We know there are four rows of rings on the north side of the Mizbeach. Every mishmar had a ring in which they did their karbanos when they were there for the week or the weeks that they were there. Remember the last mission in Sukkah when one of the mishmaros, Bilga's mishmar, they closed up her ring because of something that occurred. But these were the rings. So where was the karban tamid done? So it was done on the second row from the south. The second row from the south up, right? The second row of rings. The Karmen Tamid Shal Shachar was done on the, what did the Mishnah say? Tzvonis Ma'aravis, the westernmost ring. The westernmost ring in the second row up is called Tzvonis Ma'aravis because it's not the most southern row. It's the second row up, the western, as we'll see why. We'll see the Gemara is going to say later because that's going to be Keneged the sun. So the sun is rising in the east, so you do the Tamid Shal Shachar in the west. And in the afternoon, when the sun is setting in the west, so you do it on the easternmost. So the Bein Arbayim one is done on the Mizrachis Sonis, on the northeast, which means the second row up, the easternmost rings. That's where it was done. Shochet haShochet v'kibel haMekabel, and then what happens? The Shochet Shechs, the Mekabel's Mekabel. The Shochet, as we discussed yesterday, could have been Me'ikar Adin Yisrael, but generally it was a Kohen because it was the carbon Sibur, or because they were very excited about this carbon, because even though Shechita K'sher bizarre. So Shochet haShochet v'kibel haMekabel, and the Mekabel catches the blood, which can only be done by a Kohen. Balo leKeren Mizrachis Tzvonis. Vinosin Mizrachat Svona. Ma'arav is Dromis. Vinosin Ma'arav Adroma. Right, this is a carbon ola. A carbon ola requires Shtayim Shehein Arba. An ola and an asham, right? Shlamim all require shtayim shehein arba. They have to be on all. They have to sprinkle the blood has to be nizrak on all four sides of the mizbeach. But you can sprinkle it twice on the two opposite diagonal corners, and in that way it'll be on all four sides. Unlike a chatas habehema has the most intricate and comprehensive zrikos that are required. Chatas behema, if you remember, requires above the chutasikra. And requires on all four, Dalad Kronos. You can't just take the shortcut and do it on opposite diagonal corners. No, Chatas requires all four, but the carbon Ola requires under, below the Chutasikra. Last time we had this discussion was the first Mishnah in Kinim. First bit of Kinim contrasted the Chatas Behema and the Olas Behema, the Chatas Sof and the Olas Sof, as an introduction to that whole Masechta, telling us that if you do the Chatas or the Ola in the wrong place, then it parcels up the carbon. Remember, that was the first Mishnah in Masechas Kinim. Says the Mishnah, though, here, what they used to do was, even though it doesn't say specifically in the Torah, which two diagonal corners have to be used, but they used the northeast and the southwest. The northeast was the one that was closest to them, in Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs, which we'll, Beit Hashem, talk about. But at the right, when you go from the rings, actually, it depends where you're, which side you're coming from. So it's not, should take that back, because the rings are directly above the Mizbeach. But we started with the northeast, and they went to the southwest, as we'll talk about. If you remember, there was, the base of the Mizbeach, the Yesod, went around those corners also. The Yesod went from there was a Yesod on the entire north side of the Mizbeach, and on the entire west side of the Mizbeach, and then a little bit of the south side, and a little bit of the east side. The Yesod did not encompass the entire Mizbeach, because the Gemara tells us in Masechet Zvachim, the entire Mizbeach had to be in the Chelek of Binyamin, based on an Unkelus in the Brachos, where it says that, Binyamin Ze'ev Yitrof, that the Kohen is, the Mizbeach is like a wolf that grabs the Karbanos. That's the Mizrach that we have. The Binyamin has to have the entire Mizbeach in his Chelek. And the borderline between Binyamin and Yehuda was right there next to the Mizbeach. That's why the Mizbeach could not have a Yesod on the southeast side. And that's why it was cut off. Didn't have a Yesod around there. So that's what the Zrikas were done in places where there was a Yesod on the northeast and on the southwest sides of the Mizbeach. Continuing, Shiyari Hadam, Ayeshavach Yesod Dromis, and the leftover dam was poured down on the southern. There were two different holes on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. There were different two little holes that it took the blood all the way down to what we discussed in Maseches Me'ilah, whether there is Me'ilah by the dam that goes out to the farmers, but it goes all the way down into the depths, into the belly of the ground. So that's what the leftover blood is poured there. We had discussions elsewhere whether this is ma'akev or not. We paskin that Shricha Shiraim is not ma'akev, that even if all the blood spills out after the zrikas are done, it's okay. As long as the zrika was done, Shricha Shiraim is not ma'akev. Unlike there was one day of the Tanaim in Maseches Vachim, I think it's Rabbi Chemya, who says that it is ma'akev, but we paskin that it is not ma'akev. Okay. Lo ha'yeshover es haregel, when after they shechted the animal. Usually what butchers did was that they broke the leg of the animal. The leg of the animal has a couple of different joints. There was a specific joint which was broken. They didn't do that. They didn't do that to be able to hang up the animal in order to skin it and to remove the different parts, different elements of the animal inside. Ela nokvo mitokar kubo v'tolabo. Instead of breaking the leg, which would have been a little bit of a bizayin, they used to just put a put a sharp item, nokfo, into the knee and hang it up from there. So they wouldn't have to break any of the legs. Okay, hayamafshita v'yorei ad shemagia l'chazeh. And then after it was hanging up, they started skinning the animal up until they came to the middle, the breast of the animal. Higia l'chazeh, and then once that happens, now they start dissecting, now they start cutting up the animal in order to give it to the kohanim that are waiting. And again, if this seems somewhat graphic, we're talking about the different parts of the animal, remember, if it's not inspiring to us, it's only because we haven't seen it. And we're totally removed from this being such an avoda. We can only picture butcher shops and blood and guts and dirt. But if it's done in a, and I'm the first one to be grossed out by blood, but I could talk about shechitas all day. But to actually do a shechita, that's something else. But if it's something is done, we can't even imagine it in a sanctified way, in a way where every single act is measured and thought about. This was inspiring. This was inspiring for those who were in the Beis HaMikdash. This is what we have to mourn about. It's what we mourn of. It's Hachazana Einenu, to have the Beis HaMikdash back and to be inspired by everything that occurs there. Okay, with that introduction, the head of the animal is chopped off and given to the first person who is zocha. Then the innards are taken out, given to the one who was zocha to it. Meirek es hahefshet. Then you finish up the skinning. Meirek here means gamar, the first wide line of the rush. Gamar kol hahefshet. V'sila karmen abasar. Then you remove the skin. The skin goes to the kohanim. Right, that's the R. That's where there's zocha in from a carbon ola. Karas alei v'hoti yazdamo. They take out the heart and they remove the blood. Why? Because that blood is not right to be on the mizbeach. The Rosh explains when the animal dies, some of the blood shoots, the animal convulses, and therefore some of the blood shoots into the heart. That blood is not roi al gabei hamizbeach, and therefore it has to be removed before it is this part of the animal is put on the mizbeach. Right? The Rosh says in the second wide line, lefi kishe haset samei gonachas b'shas hashchita umam sheches es hadam mibeis hashchita v'hu adam hakarush hanimsa b'leiv v'havilei kedam shenishfach v'lo niskaba b'kli yupasal mizbeach. Right, because it moved into the heart and now it's congealed. So you have to remove that blood before you put the lave onto the mizbeach. Chatach es hayadayim, and then you cut off the front legs of the animal. V'nasan l'misha zocha b'hen, and then you give it to the one who is zocha. Ala l'regel hayimanis. You go up to the regel hayimanis, the right leg. Chatcha v'nasan l'misha zocha b'hen, ubeiz beit simima. You take the part of the animal and the animal's male anatomy with it. Karu, sorry? So, but then he, right, he's chotech part of it, right, so then parts of it, we'll see, it goes onto a table soon, right, once you start cutting off the adayim, but it, unless it's hanging, no, it's hanging by the leg, hanging upside down, right, shover esarega, nokfo mitoch arkuba, the arkuba is the knee, so it's hanging from the hind side of the animal, so that's why you could cut, you're cutting from the bottom, the head, and cutting from that end, so that's why it didn't fall off yet. Okay, anyway, the Lashon of Allah, what is the Lashon Allah? You know what, let's just finish the phrase and then we'll get back to the Lashon of Allah. Karo v'nimsa gakulo galu v'fanat, then you finish the skinning and it is all revealed in front of the Kohen. Not the lasapeder, that he takes the other waste products, waste area in the animal, v'nasno al beis shchitas harosh b'lamala, and he puts the peder onto the open neck of the animal. Right, because that's going to cover the one who's already holding the rosh, covers that area, so it's not as bloody. Not al sakirbayim and aslamisha zachamayim ladichan. Take out the intestines and give it to the person who is going to wash it. That's washed before it's brought up on the mizbeach. Vakeres madichan osamim beisam madichan. And the keres, the stomach, one of the stomachs of the animal, it is washed in the place of washing, the beis hamadichin. Umadichin also called tzarcha, and you wash it as much as needed. Vakirbayim adichin also on shalosh pahamim bimi utan. Kirbayim must be washed at least bimi utan three times. At least three times, because the gook inside is held on to the animal in more of a tough way, and therefore you have to wash it at least three times. Al shulchanos shoshayi shebeinu amudim, and all of this is done, the washing is done on marble tables, as we will see. Marble, why not any other material? Because marble is cold, and the parts of the animal won't start smelling when it is on marble tables. Aye, isn't there one of the nisim in Pirkei Avos that the meat never started smelling? Ain't somchan al anes. Somchan al anes, as we'll have again, B'ed Hashem, a little later. But that's ain't somchan al anes. That's why we try to do this as much as we can. Period. Notal es ha sakin. I guess let's continue. There's what to say, but we'll just finish the anatomy. You take the knife, and he separates the lung from the liver. And you keep a little bit of the lobe of the liver, which is on the liver, with the liver. You wouldn't remove it and take it off. You cut the breastbone, and now give it to the one who's in that. Allah ledofen hayamanis. And then you go up. Again, that lashon of Allah. You go up to the dofen hayamanis, to the right flank. Hayachotech v'yored ad hashidra. You cut that all the way until the spine. V'lo hayu nogea b'shidra ad shemegia l'bein beis selos. And don't touch the shidra until you get to the two ribs, l'beis selos, dakos, or rachos. V'chatcha v'nasa l'misha zachaba. And you give that to the next person, v'akavei tuliyaba, and the kaved is along with it. Stop there for a moment. It's just interesting to think about, why can't you just cut up the animal and just give it? No, there's a specific way to cut up the animal. The different parts of the animal have to go in different ways. There's a machlok, there's a mesechas yuma, even how they took the animal. Did the animal go up to the mizbeach in the way that it lives? Or is there a different type of order? But again, everything is measured, and everything there's an exact science as to how exactly these are cut. Balo, legera, and then you come to the gera, the area where the animal chews, the neck of the animal, right? Ma'ala gera. Ma'ala gera is the simen of a kosher animal, chewing its cud. Hiniach ba, state slos mikan. And then you put two ribs on either side. Chatcha v'dasa l'misha zachaba. And you cut it and you give it to he who is zocha in it. Hakane v'halei v'harea tuliyah ba. Now you have a lung and the heart and the kane, the trachea are hanging. Balo l'dov on a smallis, which is still hanging. Hiniach ba shteit slos dakos milamalan. You take two other soft parts of the rib cage above, ushtei shlos dakas milamatan, v'kachay miniach bechaverta, that's what you do to the left, to the right side as well, nimsa miniach shtayim shtayim milamalan, shtayim shtayim milamatan, you have two above and two below, chatcha v'nasa l'misha zachaba, v'hashidra ima, and you give that right side to the one who is zoche in it, and the spine with it, v'hatchul taliba, and the spleen is also given with it, v'hi ha'isa gedola, and the left side was really larger, ela shel yamin, korin gedola, but the right was called gadol, sha'kaved tuliyaba, because the kaved was given with it. Let's stop there for a moment. So the language of the Mishnah was, at least by two of the elements, it said Allah. Allah l'regel hayamanis, and also went Allah l'dofen hayamanis. What's the Allah went up? So the Ravid here says that he could go on a step. Let's say if the animal is hanging up, he could also go on a step as he is cutting, because, again, like we said earlier today, it's not an avoda. This isn't a real avoda, and therefore chatzitza does not passel. That's what the Ravid says right here. Chatzitza does not passel. If you look at the Rambam as well, the Rambam in Hilchos B'S Mikdash says, Perek Tes, Halacha Vav. What is a Zara allowed to do? Right, all of us Yisraelim out there. What could a Yisrael do? Okay, he could do Shechita. That's what we've said already. Could Yisrael do anything else in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Avoda? What could a Yisrael do? So here it is. Says the Rambam. Shechita sakachim ksher bizarim. Shechita can be done. Afilu kachi kachim. Bein kachi yachid, bein kachi tzibur. Maker adin, a zar could shech the carbon tamid. Right, kachi tzibur. V'shenemar, v'shachat es ben abakar lefnei Hashem. V'hikrivo b'nei Aharon. V'kabbalah ve'elach mitzvahs kehuna. So only from kabbalah ve'elach, right? Shechita can be done by Yisrael. V'chein, ha'hefshit v'nituach v'holachas eitzim la'mizbeach. K'sheir b'zarim. This Mishnah, a Yisrael could do it. If you have a great butcher who knows how to really cut well, who's a Yisrael, he's allowed to do it. In the Azara. As we know, the Yisrael, the Mishnah says in Kalim, Yisrael could go into the Azara when he is needed. When he has to go, Yisrael can't go into the Ezra whenever he wants. The Ezra's calling him. Not the Ezra's Yisrael. The Ezra's Yisrael, the first 11 Amos to the east side of what we call the Azara, that's Ezra's Yisrael. So now Yisrael could go in there. But past those 11 Amos, going closer to the Mizbeach, a Yisrael is allowed to go in there, Bishas Sarcheyem, when there's a need. And the Mishnah there, Kalim said, l'shchita, l'tznufa, right, for certain, l'smicha. But here, there are other actions that a Yisrael is allowed to do. Hafshit, a Yisrael is allowed to skin the animal. Nituach, the animal, a Yisrael is allowed to take apart the animal. This whole Mishnah can be done by a Yisrael. Right, it doesn't say anywhere in the Mishnah that the Kohen does it. It just says, lo ha-yashol b'ros ha-regel, no Mishnah, v'holochas eitzim la-mizbeach. A Yisrael is allowed to carry wood to the Mizbeach. You think Yisrael is never going to get to the Mizbeach. He could carry the wood. Yisrael could carry the wood. Because again, Shere Bezerm, Shneemar Be'evarim, V'hikriv HaKoin is HaKol HaMizbecha, Zu Halachas Evarim LaKevesh, Halachas Evarim, He should Tzricha Kahuna, Av Halachas Eitzim, Eina Tzricha Kahuna. The Halacha of the Evarim require a Kohen, as we're going to describe later on in the Mishnah, but not the Halachas Eitzim. That's an important Rambam. Once we're here, let's continue. V'chein, says the Rambam in the next halacha, hadlakes haneros k'shera bizarim. The Rambam paskins that Yisrael can light the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Unbelievable. Yisrael can light the menorah. Lefichach. There's a problem though, the Rambam acknowledges. How is the Yisrael going to get into the Heichal? Okay, the Azara. But how is the Yisrael going to get into the Heichal? So, one might say, he uses a really long wick match. A really long match. He has a big piece of wood, and he's standing in the Azara next to the Mizbeach, and he sticks it all the way into the Heichal. Okay, the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says, Lefichach, therefore, im heitiv ha-kohen ha-neros, Hatavas aneiros, ironically, has to be done by a kohen. If a kohen cleans out the neiros, vehotzi on lachutz, pashtus, and then he brings the menorah outside the heichal, mutter lazar ladlikon, is a zar is allowed to light the menorah. That is the much discussed Rambam. Now, a zar could do the havakas aneiros, and therefore, if a kohen is meitiv, he can bring it outside. Says the Ravid. The Ravid here, uncharacteristically, where he has notes of the Ravid, is very calm with the Rambam. You know, you would think he could take the Rambam to town here and he could attack him like many other Achronim do. But the Ravid here says, Hiflig! And the Rambam exaggerated. Kisha Omar Mutter Lazar Lajlikan. When he said a Zar collided, which sounds like even Lechadchila, he went too far. Ella, She'im Hidlikan Kesheros. No, that means Vidyeved. Vidyeved a Zar collided, but not Lechadchila. So that's all the Ravid says. But the Ravid isn't arguing anything else on the Rambam, right? That's what he says. The Kesef Mishnah there defends the Rambam and says why? The Tamosha Rabbeinu Dekiva Delav Avodehi Mishra Nami Shari Kemo Shchita Shikshir Bizarim. What do you mean? If it's not an avoda, what can Israel do? It's just like Shchita, which we already had a discussion yesterday about whether there's a chadchila to the Bailam or not. I just saw it last night, that's why I didn't mention it, just thought of it now, Shchita Kshir Bizar, the Nitziv Ala Torah also says there's a chadchila for the Bailam to do it. That's what the Netziv says. Hari de mitzvah lishchot ba'atzmo, v'hu bechal tircha ba'atzmo b'chol mata efshar. There's another piece in the Netziv we're going to get to later, but that is what the Netziv says. Oh, I'll read it now, because it has to do with this. The hifshit. So if you look in the psukim, it's meduyuk, that these actions are not mentioned by a kohen. The hifshit es ha'ola, v'nidach ozol en sachar. There's no kohen mentioned in the pasuk. The hifshit, the Netziv says, b'baylim, mitzvah latriach atzmo, kol shekasher bizar. Anything that a zar can do, a zar should do, says the Netziv. The shchita and the hefshit and the nituach, anything that he can do. The problem, though, with that Rambam is, and this is what the Minchas Chinuch asks, the Minchas Chinuch says, all my life I've tried to figure out an answer to this question and I don't have one. What's the problem? The Kohen, what did the Rambam say? You're allowed to take out the menorah. But there's a Rashi in Masechet Shabbos, and it seems clear from other sources that we paskin hadzlaka osa mitzvah. Remember in Yimei Chanukah days, what does hadzlaka osa mitzvah mean? That the menorah, or the Chanukiah, has to be in the place where you're going to fulfill the mitzvah at the moment that you light it. Not hanacha osa mitzvah, which means you can light it wherever you want and then put it down. Hanacha osa mitzvah. Hadzlaka osa mitzvah. You have to put it in the place where you yotze the mitzvah and light it right there. The Rashi says a beferish in Masechet Shabbos. So how could the Rambam say, oh, a zar collided, if you take it outside, you light it, then you put it back in. Hatzlaka osa mitzvah.
Why don't you have a more fundamental question that the Torah says that the mitzvah of the menorah was given to Aaron specifically?
So the mitzvah was given to Aaron, but it said, b'ha'aloscha es haneros, there's no tzivui there. It says, ya'iru shivas haneros, but first of all, that's not in the context of the Mishkan. The Medrash there connects this to but the tzivu, it's not in earlier in Sefer Shmos, where we have the tzivuyim of the Lechem Apanim, and we have the tzivuyim of the Mizbeach HaKtores, and we have those tzivuyim. It's not mentioned there, that it's specifically. But we learned that this is the Hatava, Behitivos and Eros is mentioned at the end of the parasha, along with the Ktores. That is connected. But the understanding of Chazal are those psukim, even though it says talking to Aaron HaKohen 100% in the beginning of Baal Oscha, the understanding is that it's not a tzivuy on Kohanim. So he says, the Minchas Chodach says, the Mitzvah Tzadaches, ze kama shonim hikshesi al din zeshal Rambam. The Musar for today is we should have questions for many years also. Ze kama shonim, to bother us. Ze kama shonim hikshesi al din zeshal Rambam. What's he talking about? Mavur lehedya, Rashi Chav Beis. The Adlach Osa Mitzvah, Visham Besoyim Mavur, Yalach Osa Mitzvah, Halacha, Bim Koman Be'inon. So, well, I don't understand. He says, and I heard this question is asked in the Maaser Rokeach, but I don't have that sefer, so what could I do? Anyway, but that is that's the Minchas Chinuch. It doesn't answer the question. A few times, interestingly, in the Minchas Chinuch, he quotes that I heard that the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvos, but I don't have a Sefer HaMitzvos. Unbelievable. The Minchas Chinuch didn't have a Sefer HaMitzvos. He only had a Mishnah Torah. And he had a Sefer Chinuch. But we have to realize the schus that we have of having a Mishnah Torah. But anyway, so how do you answer that question? So some say maybe the Avnei Nezer says maybe in the Mikdash you don't take that Rashi so literally Hanach Osa Mitzvah, but Reb Chaim says really Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, but there are two ways that one could go about fulfilling the Mitzvah of Menorah, and you can look in the Torah in the Psukim. One way is a Maisa Hadlaka way, and one way is a Sheyehe Daluk way. The Maisa Hadlaka, meaning action versus result. For the action way of fulfilling the mitzvah, we paskin Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah. And that has to be done by a Kohen inside the Heichal, and there's no way out. The Rambam is being mechadish to us that there is another way to fulfill the mitzvah of Neirus. And that is a result-oriented way of doing it. And that, you wouldn't say Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah. The mitzvah is Sheyehe Neirus Dolkos. Not sheyehe madlik es haneros. That's Reb Chaim right here on the Rambam. The yisod hach mitzvah hadlakas haneros dafka b'koin lechadchila kol achein kozehu b'madlik b'fnim. You get that kiyum if you're lighting it inside. But if you take it outside, v'kiven derak achar kach kashi yomedes deluka b'heichal b'mkoma oz avidavi kiyum mitzvah asa memeo delosh hach mitzvah skahuna ha'omer b'adlaka rak shem adlika b'mkoma avak shotziyam lachus v'itzlikan b'zes firulei l'Rambam demutter gam lazar kiven de'ena od b'chal halakas ha-menorah klal. That you're not doing Hadlakas HaMenorah. You're doing, creating a situation where the neighbors will be delukos, but not that you are lighting the menorah. You have both of those possibilities in the Rambam. Okay, but either way, this was all a discussion of the parts of the daily service. I don't want to call it avoda, because it might not be avoda, that a Yisrael is allowed to be involved in. So again, lighting the menorah possibly, carrying the wood to the Mizbeach, and skinning, and cutting up the, doing nituah, and shechita. All of those can be done by a Yisrael. Beautiful. You gotta become familiar with these, concepts. You have to know the halachas. Bez Hashem. Here Yibana Beis HaMikdash. Says the, Mishnah, four lines for the bottom. Balo l'ukitz. He comes to the, he's up to the base of the spine, which connects to the tail. Chatcha v'nasal l'misha, right, just like an ukitz of an esrog, is the bottom part. No chatcha v'nasal l'misha zachabo. He gives it to the next person. Ha'alya, and then the tail. The etzba ha'kaved, u'beis klayosimo, the two kidneys with it. Natal asaregel ha'smalis. Chatcha v'nasal l'misha zachabo. He takes the left foot, and now we're up top. Now we're where the animal is hanging. V'chatchei t'kadev v'nazla v'shazachaba nimsu'u kulan omdim b'shura v'ha'ivarim b'yadam. Comes out, they're all in a row, they're all holding the avarim. And they're about to go up on the Mizbeach. There's an interesting chakira, so I mentioned in the Achronim, and we discussed this a long time ago. And the Brisker Rav had this chakira, and the Mikdash David had this chakira. By a carbon ola, everything's burned. So does that mean there's no specific din of haktaras emurin by a carbonola? There's just haktaras to everything? That's how we look at a carbonola? Everything is equal. Like we had back in Maseches Me'ilah. Remember we had the Mishnayos, we had a whole parak about tziruf. And there it said, the basar of an ola and the fats of an ola can be mitzaref. Because after all, it's all kalil. Right, do we say it's all one big din of burning the ola? Or is there also by an ola a din of haktaras emurin? and the haktar of everything else. It's all kohel. But maybe there's a din of still the fats being burned and everything else being burned. L'may nafgamina, so the brisker of and the mikdash of, it says there's certain chulyos hashidra, which have the status of atzamos. Comes up with an afkamina. That if it's a din of kol, the whole animal, boom, then that's it. You have to burn everything. But if it's a din of emurin and the rest of the parts of the animal, so these aren't emurin and these might not be any part of all these things listed in our Mishnah. That has to be burned. Chulyos hashidra. So that could be a nafkamina. The Briskarov assumes that it's just one din of Kalil, and the Mikdash David also assumes that way, but there are arise the other way as well, but that's an interesting discussion of the Achronim, how do we look at Haktara by a carbon ola. Okay, there's what to say about an Alya, the tail, but we'll leave that for now.
They held all this in their
Yadayna. They held this all, except for one thing that we'll see in a minute. It was all in their hands, except with one point. Yeah, got a little bloody. Says Dan, they weren't allowed to wear gloves. Remember, we had that a few weeks ago, right? The Kohen who didn't want to get his hands dirty, who wore gloves, and he was punished. Where was it? At the end of Maseches, the end of Me'ilah, wherever that was. We had at the end the discussion, not that it's Maseches Me'ilah, earlier, where we had a discussion of the Kohen who didn't want to get his hands dirty. Okay, that was at the end of Krisus, right? The end of Krisus on Chaf Ches Amid Beis, the last Amid. Okay, so we continue now. Says the Mishnah. So they're all standing in a row. Harishon Barosha Baregel, Harosh Biyamino V'Chot B'Klap Yisro Karnav Ben Espa Osav. Not only did they have to cut it a certain way, but you had to hold it a certain way. The first one. Just to summarize, the Mishnah says, the head and the leg, and the head was in the right, and the chotam klapi zro'o, the face of the animal was facing down, karnov ben etzpo sav, and the horns were between his fingers. Beis shchitaso milamalan v'apedanasan aleha. As we said earlier, the beis hashchita, the open neck was above, and the peder was put on top of it to cover it up. Haregel shel yamin b'smalo ubeis oran lachutz. And the right leg was in his left hand, because the rosh is more chashuv, and the beis oran lachutz, and the place where it still had or was bachutz, again, to cover up the dam. Vash asheni, b'shtei yadayim, shel yamin b'yamino v'shel small b'zro'o. The sheni had the two front paws, and therefore the right one, which is more chashav, goes in the right hand. Ubeis oran lachutz, hashlishi ba'ukitz, uberegel, ha'ukitz b'yamino v'ha'al yom u'dudalas b'nes bo'sav, the tail is hanging down between his fingers, ve'etzbav ha'kaved u'shtei ha'klayos imo. And the rest of those, the liver were all, and the kidneys were in his hand. Haregel shall small b'smalo ubeis oran lachutz. Harevi, the fourth kohen, b'chazeh ubegera achazeh b'yamino v'agera b'smalo fitzal osav b'in shtei etzpo osav. And some of the ribs were hanging down. Hachamishi b'shtei tfano shall yamin b'yamino v'shal small b'smalo ubeis oran lachutz. Next, hashishi b'kirbayim ha'nesunim b'bazech. Here's your question. Right, the kirbayim, this was in a kli. They were the most, right, they couldn't hold them. They were full of blood. So therefore, there was no skin. It's just the innards that were washed. So you just put that in a cleep, a bazich, vikra'ayim al-gabayim ilamala. And the other intestines were on top, above them. Hazayin, those are all the parts of the animal. Hazayin besoles, the seventh one held the soles, the flower, that was going to go up. So which Cohen wanted the flower? Right, which Cohen wanted the flower? But they all wanted it, depending how far away you are from the one who was picked. Zayin besoles, hashmini bechavitin, the eighth one had the chavitin kohen gadol, that was hukar of every day, from the money of the kohen gadol. Hatshi beyayin, the ninth one held the wine libations, and halchu benasu mechatzi kevesh olamata, they went quickly and put it on the ramp, the lower part of the ramp of Ma'aravo on the west side, umalchum. And they salted, There's a din, right? The Rosh here says, Alchor kaban chatak melach. Beginning of Ayikra. And the yard they went down, Ubola and Lishkas Agazis, Likros Shema. And they came down to the Lishkas Agazis to say Shema, and the Rush adds in, Ule His Palel. Not just to say Shema, but also to daven. We'll see exactly what they daven soon. This, obviously, as we know, salting the carbonos is one of the reasons why the Shulchan Aruch says that it is a kiyum to always have salt on one's table. Our Shulchan is Domin L'Mizbeach, and therefore one should have salt on one's table by every meal. There are other that's in the Shulchan Aruch in Simin. What Simin is this in? Kuf Samach Zayin, Umashinagu, Lufso Ala Melach, Pirsha Gaonim, and this is now the Shibali Haleket, the Ramah according to the Shibali Haleket, Lefisha Hashulchan, Domo Lemizbeach, Via Achiluk Karban, Vakasal Vakabimizbeach, Akar Karbancha, Takriv Melach. And therefore, so interesting ha'ara, I think I mentioned this in Shul a couple of weeks ago, that the minhag of Klal Yisrael is not to really, you have a salt shaker on the table, to shake salt onto the challah. What many do, even though they might not realize why, is they pour salt onto the challah board, and then they dip the challah into the salt. Dip onto the salt. Why is that done? Why don't we just dip the, sprinkle salt on? Because al pi Kabbalah, salt is din, and lechem is rachamim. So we put the rachamim into the din. So we might not even know why we do it, but that's why we do it. That's quoted in the Tzlusa d'Avraham. Tzlusa d'Avraham from, Kabbalistic sources. There are other reasons why we have salt on the table as well. It's interesting that, I saw here in the Bishvili HaParsha, he has a discussion in Parsha Vayikra about this. Condition is takel b'melach v'nizkar sheyesh l'davar divrei Torah al shulchan. Shekashem sheyesh l'olam b'li melach, kach yesh l'olam b'li Torah. Maybe salt is, so the world can't exist without salt, so too it can't exist without Torah. Some say salt on the table because salt reminds us of doing chesed at the table. Right? Unlike stone where they wouldn't even give salt, but it reminds us of doing chesed at the table. Okay, different ideas of the salt. The Rabbeinu Bachai there, we mentioned this in Parshas here a couple of weeks ago, mentions the salt reminds us of the Mayim HaTachtonim that you're to be with the Mayim HaElyonim. That medrash about the salt. Either way, there's a lot to talk about when it comes to salt. There it is, like the Akedah. Why? Why wouldn't they tie the sheep all four together, or the two front, two back? Rav Huna, Rav Chizda, 2 days. Chad Amar Mishum, Bizayon Kachim. One idea is because it's a Bizayon. It's a Bizayon for the animal to stand there in that way. Bizayon Kachim. Chad Amar Mishum, De Mahalech Bechuke Ha'amim. Chukas Agayim, they used to do it this way, maybe connected to their idols. Either way, that's Chukas Akam. My benai, what's the nafkamina between these two, Bizayin Kachim or Chukas Akam? Igibanao, Dakafta Bishirai. If you tie them with very fancy silk cloths, so there's no Bizayin, but it's still Chukas Akam. Inami, Behutzadadaba, or with golden ropes. Right, any of those don't have a Bizayin Kachim, but it would have still the issue of Chukas Ha'akam. You see the language of the Rush? Bechutin shel zav, mishum Bizayin Kachim leka, mishum chuke tstuki ubaitus ika. So he doesn't have Akam here. He has tstukim ubaitusim, which are Jews. Tstukim ubaitusim, people who took the only Torah Shebechzav. So what's the issue here? Is it Chukos Ha'amim or tstuk ubaitus? Interesting. Perry, the Mikdash Shavit has another afkamina. What about a bama? By a bama, you might not be worried about Bizayin Kachim. But you will be worried about Chukas Ha'amim also. Tanan Hasam says the Mishnah. They're in Shkalim. Shlosh has a Shulchan HaSayim B'Mikdash. There were 13 tables in the Mikdash. Here they are. Shmona Shal Shayish B'Beis HaMitbachayim. There was 8 of marble in the area of Shechting. Shalayim Adichra Zakirbayim. That's where you cleaned the innards, and therefore they had to be of marble. Beis b'maracha shel kevesh, 2 of them b'maracha shel kevesh. I'm sorry, 2 were on the west side of the ramp. Echad shel shayis ve'echad shel kesef, 1 of marble, 1 of silver. Al shel shayis nosin es evarim va'al shel kesef klisharis. The shayish one, the marble one, had the evarim of carbon yachid. The Rush says. Not, they didn't go straight up to the ramp like the carbon sieve, like we just described. The carbon yachad went there if they needed to wait there. And on the silver one were all the klisharis that they needed to use. Uba ulam, and inside the ulam now, getting into the heichal, shnayim mibifnim. There were 2. Al pesach abayis near the door. Echad shel kesef, echad shel zav. Al shel kesef nostin lechem apanim b'knisa. So, the silver one, that's where you put the lechem apanim on its way in. You put it there on Shabbos morning, v'al shel zav yitziyaso, and on the golden one on the outside after they took off the lechem upon him. Why? Because the real shulchan, as we'll see in a second, was made of gold, and malin bakodesh v'lo maridin, and therefore malin bakodesh v'lo maridin. Once it was on a golden table, it has to still be on a golden table as well. A concept that comes up many times. Malin bakodesh. Once a kohen gadol, always a kohen gadol. You put on your talis, then you put on your tefillin. Right? Malin bakodesh. V'echad shel zav mibefnim, and then the ultimate shulchan inside. Sha'alav lechem apanim tamid. That's where the lechem apanim was always. Says the Gemara now. Michdi ein anias b'makam hashirus. Amai avdi deshayish neder dekesav neder dezav. Why were there any tables made of marble? Make them all gold and silver.
Ein ani zbekam ashiris, as we discussed a couple of days ago, how this principle fits with the other principle of chasa rachmana amamona she Yisrael. So Amar Rav Chanina b'shem Rav Asi v'Rav Asi b'shem Rav Yishmuel bar Rav Yitzchak mipnei shehu martiach, because it'll boil it up. Meaning, you have to keep it cold so that the meat doesn't spoil. The Rosh says here, as I said before, that was one of the nisim, ein somchan al anes. Ein somchan al anes, period. Shal shachrei nishchat al keren, right, this is a wrong girsa, al keren tzvonis maravis. The morning one was done on the ring that was in the second row from the south, on the western side. You know what I mean? How do you know that? Amar Rav Chisda d'amar krop, shnayim layom kineged hayom. Opposite the day, as the pasuk says by the carbon talmud. Tanya mihachi shnayim layom kineged hayom. Ata omer neged hayom o eino ela chovas hayom. The shnayim layom means two per day or two opposite the day. Kishu omer sakeves echot tasev aboker v'isakeves hashini tasev bein arba'yim. Hare chovas hayom amur. Right, the chovas hayom has already said. Hamani mekayim shnayim layom. What's that phrase adding? Neged hayom. So it has to be opposite the sun. Haketzad tamid shol shachar hayinishchal akaren tzvonis ma'aravis. Ata rashniya. Right, the opposite of where the sun is rising. Something opposite. Good. Once this pasuk is quoted, we can mention right? Is that one of the most exciting psukim? We wouldn't have said so. But right, the medrash. We don't know where this medrash is, but the medrash quoted in the Hagdama of the Ein Yaakov. The medrash says three opinions. What's the most famous? What's the most important pasuk in the Torah? So, two out of three we would have put on there. Right? One pasuk says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The other opinion says, V'yazal Recha Kamocha. The third opinion says, Ezakev Ezachad, Ezakev Ezachad, Ezakev Ezachad, Ezakev Ezachad, Ezakev Ezachad, Ezakev Ezachad, our pasuk. That's the most exciting pasuk in the Torah. We could have come up with 200 others before that one. The answer is, all the Baalei Musar say, it symbolizes consistency. It symbolizes day in and day out. Every morning and every afternoon. Ezakev Ezachad, Ezakev Ezachad, Ezakev Ezachad, Ezakev Ezachad. That's life. That's the pasuk of Daf Yomi. So this is it right here. The pasuk is quoted right here. Yes, there's the Gemara we had in Baba Basra that says, and the way that he saved himself is holding on to the daf. Right, he was floating in the water, and that's the daf that saved him. So that's Al Pi Drush. But here, the Keves Achad Tasev Boker, right? The Keves of the morning, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, right? You do it once in the morning, and you chazard in the afternoon, right? That's what Daf Yomi is all about. And, Beit Hashem, tomorrow we get into the 10 things that Alexander Mokdon asked the Ziknei HaNegev. Okay, we'll stop here. Parsha Shir is tonight. Beit Hashem, we will continue.